guys talking sports from a fan's perspective.
I just like what Carolina's putting together. I mean, their quarterback is better than Chad Henne. So Cam Newton's better than Chad Henne.
So would you say at the end of the season that you're willing to say Carolina's going to have a better record than the Dolphins?
I think so. I think Carolina will have a better record than the Dolphins because the Dolphins have a tougher division in the AFC East.
So are we taping this?
Okay, so yeah, end of the season, I want to go back to that one because I'm not buying. Cam Newton is good, but I'm not buying him as a quarterback as far as leading them to the promised land or winning season. I'm not buying it.
It's Rocket Boy Fisher. This is the RF Sports Show. Coming at you twice a week, only on
Deep End Media,
Cutting Edge Entertainment.
Welcome, everyone, to our sports podcast. I am RF. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce, here in just a sec. We do a sports podcast with the RF Sports Radio Show each and every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, where, of course, you can download it on iTunes or subscribe to our show on iTunes as well. Let me bring on my co-host for today's podcast, Mr. Royce Fisher. Royce, how are you, sir?
What's going on, Rodney? Go Rangers!
I know. We definitely got to talk a lot about the Rangers, also the whole playoff picture for baseball. I'll also get into a little bit of the NBA lockout, give you guys an update on that, and also talk as well, too. So we have a lot to discuss, as we always do. Let's go ahead and get started real quick on our top stories and our podcast. And I want to spend time on the NBA lockout. Royce, as you know, we had a special guest on with us this past Saturday, Bill Ingram from HoopsWorld.com. Who gave us a lot of information about the lockout. And since then, more developments have come from the lockout. They had a meeting yesterday, which proved to be uneventful. The players went down one percentage point from 54% to 53% as far as what they like to have. And then the owners went down from 47% to 46% on what they would offer to the players. So nothing got done. And then David Stern approached the players and said, hey, what if we do a 50-50 split? How would that work? Would you guys go for something like that? And they absolutely said no, no way we're going to even discuss a 50-50 split.
And you know what's so weird right now? They're not that far off. It was, what, 53-47 at first, and now 50-50 split. That seems fair to me.
It seems fair, but the players decided they don't want to take that deal. They said they don't even want to discuss that. So that now David Stern is saying that if there's not a deal done by Monday, he's going to start canceling regular season games.
Yeah, at least the first 2 weeks of regular season. And that would be real unfortunate because a lot of people are looking forward to basketball. I thought maybe they would come to some compromise by now. But you can't get no fairer than 50-50, man. I mean, that's fair to me. Why the players walk out, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's very, very strange for that to happen. I mean, 50-50 is fair. I mean, that's even
that's
split
even
between.
Steven.
Yeah, we're talking about $4 billion. I think you can share $4 billion, okay, $2 billion apiece sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, real. But they're not supposed to, there's no negotiation to meet again, so we kind of in limbo with basketball. I really don't know what's going on. I thought maybe they would, you know, after seeing the lockout in football and seeing the repercussions of what that caused, you know, a lot of teams are really not in sync, take Philadelphia, for instance, you know, and how is that going to affect basketball season?
Well, I think one thing that they proposed and what David Stern threw out there, which I don't think is a bad idea, we all remember when the last lockout, they had to start the season in February, a real short 50-game season. But he proposed if it has to go that long, if we don't start until February, maybe go ahead and have an 82-game season and playing all the way up until July instead of ending the season in April, you know, if need be, which is not a bad idea because there's really nothing else going on in the sports world up until, you know, baseball. So that'd be the start of baseball, but that would cover pretty much everything after football season leading up to baseball season. So that might not be a bad idea either.
Yeah, and especially during January when football season is winding down, you know, being no basketball, it'd be kind of hard to accept.
Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, other players are starting to make their agenda known by actually going overseas to play. We talked about Kobe Bryant on our Saturday show, and what Bill was telling us was that they're working on putting some type of deal together for him. They're actually trying to rearrange the scheduling for the Italian League, that way he can play in larger arenas. So they're frantically working trying to get that deal done. And I learned this morning that Tony Parker has decided to go play in France. No biggie there. He's only going to be playing for $2,000 per month on his deal.
Wow.
So he's got a much smaller deal, but has decided to go overseas and play too.
Well, who do you think is going to hurt most? I don't know the other players.
I think it's going to definitely hurt both, honestly. Both players and owners are going to have to take some kind of risk either way. But I think someone's going to have to go ahead and bite the bullet on this one. It's going to be the players more so than I think it will be the owners, similar to what happened in the football negotiations as well, too.
And that's why it's always smart to take care of your money, because anything can happen. So now I think they're facing some of the problems that we're facing every day, too. You know, people losing jobs. But we ain't had any lockouts in the company. But who knows? That may be next. So you have to be right with your money, because you never know what might happen.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's jump into some baseball talk real quick. And the baseball playoffs, of course, have started with the Texas Rangers being the first team to advance past the ALDS. So congratulations to the Rangers and manager Ron Washington for doing it a second time in a row and doing it through Tampa Bay as well, too. But last night, what a game by Adrian Beltre, having three home runs, three RBIs, three single home runs in a game to get the Rangers a win 4-3 over Tampa Bay. So now they can advance, they can sit back and rest. And they won't have to play again until Saturday, either New York or Detroit, who tied their series last night after New York won the game. They'll go to Game 5, which will be played tomorrow. So now the Rangers are pretty much in good position now.
Yeah, they're in great position. They get a chance to rest. You know, it's not back-to-back. They ought to go into another series. And like you said, congratulations to Beltre, man. I mean, what a performance. You know, you got to put him now in the same breath with Reggie Jackson and Babe Ruth. You know,
I know.
He's one of the guys that. So does that make him an automatic Hall of Famer?
It could. I mean, he's only the fifth player in baseball history to do that, three home runs in a postseason game. So.
And you know, out of all the people that played baseball, for him to be only five people that have done that before, you know, that should be an automatic berth into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
So I think he should definitely be considered. He's putting together a great season. I just imagine if he wasn't as hurt as he was throughout the entire season, he could be an MVP candidate the way he tore it up at the beginning of the season. If he hadn't had those injuries, I think he would have had a great season this year, a great season.
Yeah.
So I hope he just has a great postseason, which will help us.
Right, and that's one thing you can say about this Ranger team. You know, they have so much talent on this team that any given player can step up. We've seen Cruz do it. We've seen Hamilton do it. You know, it's amazing, this talent on this team. And like you say, Ron Washington has really put together a fantastic group of players, you know, especially for the Dallas area, because we never experienced, you know, we got to go to World Series last year, first time for the Rangers. And this year to go back to have a chance to win it again, I mean, you know, you got to be excited if you're a Rangers fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're not a Rangers fan, there's nothing wrong with jumping on the bandwagon now.
That's true.
Now, we mentioned the ALDS. Now, the NLDS is still yet to be decided. The Phillies, they hold off the Cardinals. They win 3-2 in their last game, and now they take a 2-1 lead, and they'll play again here today. And then the Brewers and the Diamondbacks hold off elimination by beating the Brewers 8-1. And I think the Brewers will definitely take that series. So I see Philly possibly and Milwaukee in the NLCS. And who would you like the Rangers to play, Royce? Would you like to see Detroit or would you like to see the Yankees?
I would like to see the Yankees for only for two reasons. I want them to whip the Yankees. You know, but, you know, the Yankees always step up when it comes to playoffs. I'm kind of scared of them because, you know, there's a lot of stars on that team. And, you know, that's when they really shine is during the run for the series. So I like them to play New York, but I'm kind of scared for them to face New York because they've always had trouble with that team, you know. And, you know, it's amazing you were talking about Philly. It wasn't their pitches that did it. It was more their hitting that won them. You know,
right.
I thought maybe them having so much talent in pitching that they would really dominate, but it really wasn't the pitching. You know, Cliff Lee pitched the other day, and he wasn't that great. You know, we saw that with the Rangers. But I like to see them play the Yankees. I like to see them beat the Yankees, but at the same time, I'm afraid of the Yankees.
Well, how can you not be? That mystique of the New York Yankees is big. And playing in New York, I mean, if they play the Yankees, that won't be the home team for that particular series.
Man.
I have to go to New York. You know, so that is a little bit different there, too. But I just that Verlander, him pitching in Detroit is an iffy proposition to me. I think I'd rather them play the Yankees as well, too.
Yeah. Well, either way, you know, you got to look at the weather. You know, it's starting to get cold, you know, in October. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we know they've been getting a lot of rain up there in New York and Detroit area, you know. So I wonder if that's going to be a real factor. I would like to play in warm weather, but we know how that goes in October. Anything can happen in baseball.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Let's take a quick station identification break before we jump into the NFL talk. You're listening to the Sports Podcast with Rock and Royce Fisher, RF Sports Radio, on Deep End Media.
Two guys talking sports from a fan's perspective.
I just like what Carolina's putting together. I mean, their quarterback is better than Chad Henne.
So
Cam Newton's better than Chad Henne.
So would you say at the end of the season that you're willing to say Carolina's going to have a better record than the Dolphins?
I think so. I think Carolina will have a better record than the Dolphins because the Dolphins have a tougher division in the AFC East.
So are we taping this?
Okay, so yeah, end of the season, I want to go back to that one because I'm not buying. Cam Newton is good, but I'm not buying him as a quarterback as far as leading them to the promised land or winning season. I'm not buying it.
It's Rocket Boy Fisher. This is the RF Sports Show. Coming at you twice a week, only on
Deep End Media,
Cutting Edge Entertainment.
All right, guys, and we are back on our sports podcast. Tune into our full-length show each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. on dpmmedia.net or log on to our website, rfsportsradio.com. Follow us there and see all the stories that we talk about. We post them pretty much every day. And also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. Now, Royce, let's talk NFL real quick before we let everyone go and enjoy the rest of their morning at work because we know people listen to us at work and not work while they're listening to us. So we want to get everybody back to their jobs. Real quick, a couple of tidbits about the NFL, if I could just jump on a couple of things that broke out today. One, you might find this interesting, is that Brett Favre has finally made a comment about Aaron Rodgers winning a title for Green Bay. And he basically said that he thought he would do it a long time ago. He's asking what took so long. He said Aaron's got enough talent. He has that team that I pretty much left there, which was a Super Bowl caliber team, and why did it take Aaron so long to win a title? His quote was, he just kind of fell into a good situation. On top of that, he's a good player. I don't think there is any pressure on him now. The talent around him is even better than when I was there. So, Brett Favre, I guess, giving Rodgers some props, I guess you look at it that way.
Well, the reason why it took so long, they had a lot of 27 teams in their way. You know, it's not easy to win a Super Bowl. But, you know, we never really had a comment from Brett, you know, about Aaron Rodgers. But that's a pretty good thing to say. And he's absolutely right. It's a lot of talent. That is a Super Bowl caliber team. And I wonder, does he feel bad about leaving?
Yeah.
When he did.
I don't think he wanted to leave, honestly. I just think that the organization was ready to kind of move on.
Right, move
so
on.
That was, you know, we know how that kind of happened. Quick note coming across the wire right now is that Missouri has actually voted this morning to leave the Big 12. So
we'll
have to definitely talk about that on Saturday. It looks like the Big 12 is collapsing as we speak.
Yeah, you know, everybody's jumping ship. Must be something going on. And, you know, we got to find the dirt on that. It's been a lot of movement this year, man. You know, I wondered, is it about the money or what's going on?
Yeah, well, it's always going to be about the money, as you already know. Always going to be about the money. Let's jump into a couple of NFL stories real quick on our sports podcast. We had some injuries over the weekend. And the biggest one, I think, is going to be Andre Johnson with the Houston Texans. Now it looks like he's going to miss about 3 weeks. 3 weeks in the season. They could go longer. But for the Texans to have such a great season so far, what do they have to do now, Royce, to stay focused? Now that their star receiver is going to be out for 3 weeks.
Well, somebody's going to step up. I'm good they got Adrian Foster back. That really does help the running game. But that's a big shoe to fill. I mean, the guy's fantastic. That's going to be a big loss for them. But, you know, they made it this far without, you know, Rodgers running. So, I mean Foster running, I'm sorry. But they just have to buy some time, you know.
Yeah. And they definitely have to buy some time. And another big injury that's going to plague a lot of teams is going to be what plagued the Steelers is going to be James Harrison is going to be missing some time.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's going to be a big loss for them. But, of course, now they're loaded with talent, too, and somebody's going to step up there. But while
Think about the Steelers to me, though, Royce, is that – they're not the same Steelers to me. I mean, they just seem a little slower. I mean, they're going to the wire with teams like Indianapolis. They don't seem like the same Steelers team in the way that Baltimore is playing. They're going to have a tough time trying to win that division.
Yeah, and there's a lot of old guys, too. And I think the mystique Pittsburgh is gone. They're struggling on offense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, it wasn't a lot of changes made. You know, on this team this year, it's basically the same team. I don't see them adding too many players. A lot of guys, you know, came back. They signed basically the same team they had last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but while we're on the subject of football, go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro.
You know we're going to talk about your team before we go off the air.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into right away. Everybody knows I'm an avid Cowboy fan. We talk about it a lot on our shows on both Saturday at 11 a.m. and Monday night at 10:30 p.m. on dpmmedia.net. And we have to talk about the Cowboys' collapse, losing a 24-point lead in the second half after being up 27-3 and losing 34-30 against the Lions. And another game that Tony Romo has lost. I mean, he's lost two games by itself, the Jets game and this game. He's won two games, I think, by itself as well by playing heroically in the 49ers game and also coming back the previous weekend winning the game as well, too, but I guess the Redskins on Monday night. But he lost his game, Roy. So he simply lost this game.
Absolutely. And this is the second game he has lost out of four. And I kind of feel sorry for Cowboy fans because I know you all have hung your hopes on Tony Romo, but after a couple of years, I mean, come on, man. the guy has not delivered, you know. And I heard somebody the other day compared him to Danny White. My understanding was he's tied Danny White for the most comeback from behind victories, largest margin or something. But I always said along that this was y'all's the modern-day Cowboy fans version of Danny White that we've had back in the 80s. So I've seen this with the Cowboys. That, you know, they stayed with him too long, same way they did with Danny White. They didn't go out and get anybody. They have kidnapped a backup, which is good. But as far as coming, you know, building for the future, they didn't go out and get anybody or even recruit anybody. And I don't understand that. But Jerry believes wholeheartedly in Tony Romo, and one day he's going to wake up and realize that Tony Romo is not the guy. But he definitely lost this game for Dallas. Three interceptions. You cannot win a football game throwing three interceptions.
Well, you know what, though? I just hope that Jerry realizes just what you just said, that you've got to do something to plan for another quarterback. You have to. Now, you made a mistake in the last 6 years not drafting any quarterbacks whatsoever. And now we're in this position where we ride or die with Romo. I mean, we really don't have any other options. We live or die with him.
Yeah, you have to.
And if you're the GM, you've done a bad job. You've done a bad job because you have no one you can plug in that can help this team right now. You know, they can play quarterback for the Cowboys. Kidna can do it. But, again, Kidna is an older quarterback. He's not going to actually give you the best option to win like Romo could do.
Right.
But this whole Romo thing has got to end. It's absolutely got to end. As a Cowboy fan, speaker for Cowboy Nation, the Romo has to end. We've got to find someone else. This team could be 4-0 right now.
Well, you know, it could be
4-0, but it relies on the quarterback. The quarterback's got us at 2-2.
And you're right. And, you know, we saw Philly do it with McNabb. After they realized that what they were going through with McNabb, he couldn't win the big game, they got rid of him. You know, and look who they have now, Michael Vick. He's tearing it up. They're not winning, but he did. You can't blame that on Michael Vick for them losing, you know, so much. But you can blame Tony Romo for two or Dallas losses, you know, after losing. And I don't know why Jerry doesn't see that. Like I said, he put too much stock in Tony Romo. And we know he was never a starter. He was always a backup. You know, he didn't compete for the job. He was just absolutely given the job. You know, that's why I don't understand. Nobody competed him. I would rather see Kitten in that. And for Tony Romo to make the same mistake over and over, it's inexcusable. You know, if it's not there, everybody knows to throw the ball away. That's, you know, that's automatic for a quarterback. But Tony Romo tried to get the ball in there. He tried to get it in situations where it's uncatchable, you know, and leaves his receivers wide open, you know, to get picked off. But I don't understand why Jerry doesn't see it. Everybody else sees it. Tony Romo is not the guy to lead Dallas to a championship.
And Royce, this is my sports opinion. If I can give my sports opinion real quick, this is what I like to see happen as a true Cowboy fan. And it's going to be crazy when I say this, but this is what I want to see as a true Cowboy fan. Take Tony out, put in Kidna. Matter of fact, tank the rest of the season. Just lose all the rest of the games this season. Just go 2-14. Go 2-14. Get a number one draft pick or a top pick and take Robert Griffin III from Baylor. That's what I want to happen. We got a young offensive line. They're going to get better. We've got a young receiving corps. They're going to get better. We've got a new defensive coordinator. We've got some. We can draft some new defensive secondary players. We can have a young team and bring in Robert Griffin III to play quarterback. That's what I want to see happen.
Hey, you know, if you go back and name the last three Dallas quarterbacks, I mean, apparently they don't believe in getting a star player for that position.
No.
The last three quarterbacks they had were alpha. They even recruited a baseball player to play quarterback. You know, and I don't understand that. That's the most vital position, you know, in football, and you do want a leader in that position. Your quarterback should probably be your best player. I don't see that on Dallas team.
Well, I think the whole thing with Jerry not drafting a quarterback had a lot to do with ego. You know, he always feels like he can find talents that no one else can see.
Right.
And then at
the
same time, it's money. He always knew that if you drafted the quarterback in the first round or with the first pick, you're going to have to pay him. Well, those days have changed, Jerry. They
That's
have
true.
A rookie salary cap now, okay?
That's true. That's
tank
true.
The rest of
That's
the
true.
Season. Tank the rest of the season, go 2-14, and get Robert Griffin III, and we will win some titles here in Dallas. Now, speaking of that, there has been a lot of reaction in the sports world about Romo, as everyone already knows. A couple of people have weighed in on Romo, including one, Deion Sanders, and his outspoken character on the NFL Network. He says, I don't understand this guy. He said, just when you want to believe in him, heroic effort, came back against San Francisco. They say punch the lung and everything, and we praise him. And we say, yeah, that's our leader. He's our guy. And then you come and do this, and we wonder, what are you thinking? So sooner or later, we just got the quick guessing and assuming that this guy is the guy to get over the hump. And you say, you know what? This guy always is going to be great statistically, but he's not the guy that can take you where you want to go, and that's the Super Bowl.
Right, and you're exactly right. That's why I compare him to Danny White. Danny White broke all kind of cowboy records, but when, I think he won one playoff game. I mean, you know, statistics is one thing, winning is another. And I don't understand with this talented group of quarterbacks that came out this year, you think Dallas could have done something, you know, moved up in the draft, made a trade or anything to get a player. You know, they got rid of Marion Barber. They got rid of Roy Williams. And, you know, and they got nothing. You know, they got nothing for him. They could have traded, you know. And I don't understand that. And hopefully Jerry's starting to see that, you know, and because the fans do see it. I wouldn't be surprised the next game if they boo Romo or even call for Kidney to come out.
Absolutely. And speaking of here in Dallas, people that follow the team, one Dirk Nowitzki sent out a tweet trying to support Romo, give him some comfort, basically saying, you know, don't listen to the critics. I went through the same type of deal. But the only thing about the difference between Dirk and Romo is Dirk practiced on his basketball full time. Dirk was the first in the gym, the last to leave. Dirk continuously played. Me and you both saw how Dirk was this season. Dirk didn't play any games this season. He didn't want to do no post-game interviews. He didn't want to sit around and gloat about anything. He knew it was all about business. I'll celebrate when we get that title. And Romo is not doesn't have that kind of character in him.
No, he doesn't. And another thing, Mark Cuban did surround Dirk with people that, you know, that can help him. And I see the Cowboys kind of doing that, but at the same time, it's not your other players. And I do fault the defense on some of that. It's not the other players because there's plenty of talent around him. But when your quarterback constantly loses game, and we know he did it just on him, twice out of four games, that says something about your quarterback, not the whole team, but that does say something about your quarterback when you can pinpoint that these two games were lost by Tony Romo.
Right, absolutely. And his perception around the league, not just with the media, people like me and you, or just with basketball players like Dirk, but it's also changing with players that do play the game and play Romo every year. Chris Cooley, the Redskins tight end, was on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, and this is what he had to say. He said, it's amazing. Amazing to watch him choke like that. I'm just saying, if I'm up 24 points in the third quarter, if I'm a head coach, I feel like I could probably just take a knee for the rest of the game, punting away, and there's no way Detroit's going to drive on you that many times. The only way you're going to give up that many points is turnovers, right? He said, it's hilarious to watch him throw pick sixes two back-to-back, and I loved it. This is from a Washington Redskins. Yeah, it's from a Washington. These are what players think about Romo. They play against Romo.
Yeah, no respect.
No respect. No, none whatsoever. All that stuff that happened in San Francisco is out of the window. All the punch and lung talk, all the broken ribs talk, I don't want to hear it anymore. That heroic effort that he put together, when you look at the games he lost, that means a lot more than that game that he won. More than the games that
you want. And, you know, players line up against Tom Brady or Matthew Stafford or Michael Vick. You know, there has to be some fear against him. You know what I mean? Because you know the guy's gonna burn you. But if you get out there and Tony Romo doesn't have that fear, defenses don't fear him, and defensive backs don't fear him, that's a problem for Dallas.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, make sure you guys tune in for our full-length show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on deepinmedia.net. I'll go to rfsportsradio.com. Also, Monday nights following Saturday Night Lights on deepinmedia.net at 10:30. And this Friday, we're going to be broadcasting DeSoto High School versus North Mesquite from DeSoto. That starts at 6:45 with the Friday Night Tailgate Show. So make sure you stay tuned with us. Keep us locked. We do our podcast every Wednesday morning. And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RFSportsRadio.
And that's DeSoto's homecoming, so I'm looking forward to getting a lot of listeners, big game, big celebration in DeSoto. And right now I want to apologize because I was driving while we were doing this show. So my apologies to the viewers, and great show.
All right, and see you guys on Friday for DeSoto Football. Friday. Oh, this has been the Sports Podcast with Rock and Royce Fisher, RFSportsRadio.com.